There have been dramatic scenes in Venezuela overnight with armoured vehicles ploughing into anti-government protesters in a bid to quash an apparent coup attempt by the opposition leader Juan Guaido. Tens of thousands of Venezuelans have taken to the streets after Juan Guaido appeared in a video with some uniformed men, saying he had military support now and calling on civilians and the military to oust Nicolas Maduro. It's the most serious challenge yet to the president, Nicolas Maduro, since Juan Guaido declared himself interim president and gained the backing of the US and dozens of other countries. The defense minister, Vladimir Padrino, says the military will do whatever it takes to defend the country. Well, Victor Amaya is a freelance journalist. He's in the capital of Caracas. He's been out and about today as the people have been out on the streets in their thousands. I spoke with him a short time ago.
Hi, thank you.
Victor, the people have been out on the streets today in support of Juan Guaido. You were at some of these protests. What happened there?
Yeah, well, Venezuela just woke up to the news that Juan Guaido was calling for people to go outside, to go to the street to support him, but support the ending of the Maduro's regime. Backing him up, a group of military people, a group of military men that were against Nicolas Maduro for the first time in the recent weeks. They were talking about a large group of military in Caracas and outside the capital city, and they were even accompanied by Leopoldo López, who is a renowned political prisoner. He's freed now. He was let go by his own guard. But time has passed. We've been 10 hours in this situation, and Maduro is still in power at this moment.
Victor, can I just try and go back to the beginning of this, which was a video released by Juan Guaido this morning, as you mentioned. In that video, He is flanked by a few dozen soldiers, and it was filmed near an airbase in Caracas. This was a suggestion from Juan Guaido that he had the military on side, and in fact, he has said he would release a list of top commanders supporting the uprising. Has there been any top commanders come out in support of Juan Guaido?
No, there has not been top commanders supporting Juan Guaido. There has not been this list of names that he has sent straight that to the public yet. But we do know that John Bolton, the National Security Advisor of the United States, has just made a press statement saying that the Minister of Defense of Nicolas Maduro, that the President of the Supreme Court, and the head of the counterintelligence branch in Caracas all were accepting the fact that Nicolas Maduro has to leave the power. And finally, they didn't fulfill their compromise with the United States and with Juan Guaido.
But John Bolton weighing in is from outside. What is happening internally in your country? The president, Nicolas Maduro, has tweeted a message saying nerves of steel, and he has appeared flanked by some top military commanders. Yeah. Is it true to say that Nicolas Maduro is still in control of Venezuela at this moment?
That we don't know. We know now that top commanders of the military are backing Nicolas Maduro's regime right now. The Minister of Defense has been said that he is on side with Nicolas Maduro, and also all the commanders of the army and the aviation and National Guard. But the reality is that we haven't seen Nicolas Maduro at this hour. We have been almost 10 hours since this situation began, and we have not seen Nicolas Maduro. He only has tweeted once at 10 a.m. in the morning. Now that's we have 5 hours from now. We assume that he is in power. We assume that he is in control. But what we are hearing is that in different parts of the country, military are still debating what to do in regards of supporting one or another.
That's Victor Amaya, freelance journalist, joining us from Caracas. As you can hear, that was recorded just a short time ago. Things still in a state of flux in Venezuela. You're listening to RN Breakfast. It's 18 past 6.